This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that exceptional American. Doesn't it feel wonderful to be such a wonderful, exceptional American? There you go. I got it out. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, NCS51, go there, sign up. We're, of course, accepting names, and we're building. So those of you that are signing up, don't worry. We will be getting in touch with you. We will reach out and touch you for the New California State Movement. It is absolutely explosive what's going on for New California. And, again, thinking of explosives, my gosh. On the 4th of July, Southern California erupted. They absolutely erupted. No one's talking about this. No one is talking about it. We are here on Agenda 21 Radio because we think it's incredibly significant, and we think the messaging for the whole world to see and understand is that California is a red state. I just want to say that it's a patriotic state. It loves the United States of America and being part of it. And of course, New California, we're going to shed. You know, they talk about shedding viruses. We're going to shed the bad virus, and that of course is Gavin Newsom, because we're going to become a new state. Yeah, all these people that are out there selling. It was incredible. A light show that was just absolutely unbelievable. L.A. Basin celebrating the 4th of July in a big way. It was a stunning performance. People are going out, and, you know, listen, that whole area was sort of denied the ability to buy fireworks, right? You can't celebrate the 4th. See, because, you know, they're programming us. They're deprogramming us in a sense that we cannot be Americans here in California. Yeah, Americans, bad. Illegal foreign nationals being brought in, good, you know, even though they're not citizens. And listen, that's I am not blaming the illegal foreign nationals that come across the border and are trying to get away and escape whatever they're getting away from. They're paying money. You know, it's a form of slavery, of course. We've talked about that. But the individual, I'm not blaming them. No, how can you blame them? They want to come here to live in a free society that's lawful because they're escaping a lawless society. Now, the disappointment for them is that they go through all this rigmarole, they come across the border, and guess what? Now in California, they're being faced with lawlessness, just like we as citizens are being faced with lawlessness. But, you know, see, if you're an escapee from, let's say, one of the unlawful Central American countries that's been turned upside down by various associations with terrorists and religious groups and so on, you know, you're used to that. So you come across the border and say, hey, I feel a little freer, you know. I'm being chased around. The media is telling everybody how evil and bad I am, so therefore I am bad. So that's a submissive position on their part. They come across it. That's the thing about being an unlawful, illegal foreign national. If you're lawful, you know, you take it upon yourself and you say, hey, I'm coming across, I'm following the laws from the get-go. It's a huge mind shift, that unlawful to lawful. And, of course, the totalitarian's in charge, the dictator in charge, the guy who's siding with China on everything and wants to flip California into the Chinese fold, Gavin Newsom, the dictator. He thinks that that's cool because, you know, he wants a submissive population. So you Americans, it doesn't matter what color you are, what ethnic group you are. If you're a United States citizen, he wants you out. You're gone. Get out of here. That's what this whole process has been about. You know, of course, the Marxist wonderful dream of being able to do what? To destroy free market capitalism, which is, of course, the American dream. It goes back to de Tocqueville in those days, you know, to American exceptionalism, which de Tocqueville came up with, right? But, you know, that kind of got the ire of all those people on the in the old world. They didn't want that. They fought against that. And they came up with the Communist Manifesto as a fight against free market capitalism. And here it is. It's come to fruition here in California, where free market capitalism is nearly destroyed. But then there's the rising up in opposition to that of the Constitution. Yeah. The Founding Fathers, those guys that have been so lamented. And everybody's destroying right now. They want to destroy the statues and stuff. This is all about that. You know, the Founding Fathers who came up with this unique way to govern, self-governance by we the people with God-given rights. See, the Founding Fathers empowered all Americans with their godliness. They said, hey, it's okay because God has given you these rights. No king, no potentate. No monarch has given you these rights like it happened in Europe. You are given your God-given rights. You are given your God-given rights by God. Hello, what a concept. And then we the people are in charge of the government. The government is not in charge of us. But if you're living in California, boy, they've worked really overtime to make the government in charge of us. And, of course, now it's even national because you have the COVID virus. Who's in charge? Is our Constitution really in charge? Well, to free people like myself and others, yes, it is. And we guide by that. And, of course, we're going to get into this whole rub about what's been going on in California. And the dictator-in-chief who's got no authorities, trying to pull authorities, trying to usurp power that he doesn't have. We're going to talk about that, show you how the tentacles of communism and socialism work when they want to try and control you. Had a lot of things going on over the weekend, you know. The governor ordered a shutdown. Of course, he ordered a shutdown. It wasn't supposed to be a shutdown because there was a court intervention. We'll talk about that. And, of course, all restaurants were to be closed. And, of course, Orange County, you couldn't go to the beach in Orange County, no. At least in Newport Beach. I guess in Huntington and San Clemente and those places, their beaches were full. But, you know, in some places, nah, they just wouldn't do it because they... Maybe they're in bed with some of the governor's peoples, right? Have you ever thought about it? I mean, I've thought about it. Maybe the Chinese had more influence down in Newport Beach than other places. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. And anyway, a big announcement, of course, is that Ryan Gerdusky is going to be here. And he's the author of the book, They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created the National Populist Revolution, which is what this is. He's going to be on with us in the third hour. Happy to have him. He'll be coming out of New York, so we'll be playing a part in that. Also, this Thursday, Peggy Hall, the Health American, the Healthy American, excuse me, she's going to be with us in the third hour. And she's also going to be with us at the Sunday night telephone call that we always have. Last Sunday night, we had almost 300 people again. That was really kind of a blowout night last night. We had Chris Street, and we had many people that were talking about their experiences over the holiday. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to talk about that, too. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about, well, you know, it's the killing fields, right, over the weekend. The Democratic big cities, the killing fields are there. And it's interesting. Everybody doesn't want the police, but, you know, it's okay to run. We all know that, listen to this show, where this was all, this whole anti-police movement was going to go. And it's here. It's here. You know, they're wondering why it's here. Oh, we can't control the guns. You know, of course, the guns are supposed to be illegal, right? We have so many laws that just stop people, the law-abiding citizen, from using guns. Shockingly, the criminals don't respect those laws, and they have the guns, and they're out murdering people. I wonder how that's going to work with the social justice warriors, huh? Well, it's not working very well at all. And sadly, little babies are being killed. We went through this in Southern California. Now the rest of the nation can enjoy it, I guess, right? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Get it down there before they start screaming at you. Ha! Anyway, what's wrong with me? It's early in the morning, and there's something wrong with me. There's just something wrong with me. I have the spirit of liberation. After all, we declared independence here in New California on January 15th, 2018. That's 2 years ago. You imagine that's two? We're going on 3 years with the declaration process. Jeez, we're going on 5 years, the whole process. Will it ever end? Yes, it's going to end. It's going to end with a new state, by the way. It always does. Anyway, if you can imagine, we still have some people that haven't quite liberated themselves. A lot of people, in fact, we're going to be pushing that little notion here in New California pretty strongly. If you want to feel independent, you don't want to feel like a slave to Gavin Newsom and the totalitarian mindset, well, just join up with New California. You'll feel it's a liberating experience because you are independent in New California. Okay, enough said about that, but you know, a couple of things that we're following. Dam failure would devastate China. China floods threaten collapse of the world's largest dam. Shocking, shocking. We're going to touch on that one. This is the Three Gorges Dam, of course. It's the largest dam in the world. Perhaps, are you ready for this? 400 million people may die. That is a problem, isn't it? It is a problem. L.A. Basin celebrates the 4th in a big way. We did that one. We're going to have to talk about this Peggy Hall thing going on. And, of course, Gavin Newsom, he has to close everybody else down. But his winery, Plump Jack, is allowed to be open in Napa. You know, they're serving wine. They're doing all. Everything else is closed, of course, all throughout the state. I guess he can be the dictator and he can do whatever he wants. His business stays open. Shocking, right? And of course, he has. I don't know if he still has business. I guess it's different if you're a governor from a. I don't know if you have to turn your vested interest over, and or you have to sign some documents. You know, you can't have special interest. In your own business, and then be governor, and then that sort of thing. Sign laws that are going to affect your business. I mean, that's just. Well, it doesn't matter because it's so corrupt. They'll do whatever they want. We only have two. Only have two branches of government left. You know, we're down to the two. And actually, the reality check is it's really just one because the courts are just so, just absolutely crazy. Two cops are killed. Actually, this is kind of the breakdown for the killing field, right? It's kind of the killing field's going on. We're going to talk about the President's Rushmore speech, too. One of the, I think, all-time great speeches ever given, actually. That was just incredible. The whole weekend was just fantastic. So, Toledo cop's final heartbreaking message to his family reveal. By the by, there's a three-year-old child that was murdered in Atlanta. And they were, the Occupy group had occupied the Wendy's there. This is where the shooting took place. And, anyway, Anthony died after being shot early Saturday. Ohio police officer. And then now we have the Atlanta mayor calling for citizens to stop shooting each other. That's okay, just defund the police, though, right? This is her comment. I'm reading a little slow. Enough is enough. You shot and killed a baby. And there wasn't just one shooter. There were at least two shooters. An eight-year-old baby. If you want people to take us seriously. If you want people to take us seriously, then what? She doesn't say. And you don't want us to lose this movement. Oh, here we go. If you don't want us to lose this movement, then we can't lose each other. It has to stop. You can't blame this on the police officer. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance bottoms. She finally bottoms out. I don't know why they don't arrest her. I just don't. I don't know why. I mean, you know, she has blood on her hands as she sits in her red dress. She has absolute blood on her hands. That's just the way I feel. When you start talking about losing the police, defunding the police, humiliating the police, then she goes on and pontificates. Now, after the fact that the child's been killed and more killings going on, and people are using the intelligence reports that we're getting out of Atlanta, and certainly in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where you had a couple thousand black militia people get together, all dressed up in black outfits with their ARs and their double-barreled, triple-barreled AR-15s and AK-47s. I've never seen one of those before until I saw one there. I understand they're quite expensive to get a hold of those things. And they seem to be fully armed and equipped. Several thousand people marching their way to Stone Mountain. Now, Stone Mountain is where they have, of course, the big... in Georgia, they have this big, huge Stone Mountain relief, and they carved into it about the Civil War and about the Civil War heroes, of course, and they wanted to sit down there and start shooting off the heads and things like that. This is just this crazy stuff that goes along with Marxism. Marxism and Nazism, you have to destroy the history. But anyway, the article goes on, Ohio police officer killed in the line of duty on the 4th of July had one last message to his loved ones, tell my family I love them. Jamie Dye, the wife of Toledo officer Anthony Dye, said he made the remark into his radio after being struck by gunfire outside of a Home Depot store early Saturday. Gee, I wonder what they're going to do in a Home Depot. I wonder if they have the same as California, where they can walk into Home Depot and take steal $950 worth of product and no consequences. I wonder if that was what he was doing. Says a 26-year-old cop was responding to a call about an intoxicated man in the store's parking lot, and when he approached the male to check his safety, that individual turned around and fired a single bullet from his handgun. Police citing witnesses said he bled out pretty much. They did what they could with life-saving measures, but there was nothing they could do, said Jamie Dye, told the Toledo newspaper. Describing how Anthony had been rushed to a local hospital by responding officers. The last thing he ever said on the radio was, tell my family I love them, she added. There you go. There you go. This is, what do they say? Anthony Dye, they're playing. This is a YouTube that they have out to show the pictures of Jamie in his officer's uniform and so on. And all his NFL memorabilia. Yeah, right. So this is the musical tribute that they have there. Anyway, it says, as the sun set on the 4th of July, please take a moment to reflect on the life of sacrifice and sacrifice of Anthony Dye. He leaves behind his wife, two young boys, and a loving family. He made the ultimate sacrifice for all of us. End of watch, July 4th, 2020. North Carolina trooper injured after being hit by a vehicle. Anyway, they said the suspect in the shooting, identified by the media as Edward Henry, fled into a wooded area and was later found dead from an apparent gunshot wound to the head. Dye joined the department in 2018 and has become the 31st officer to be killed in the line of duty. Toledo police said George Krall said the death is a sad day for the city of Toledo. That's a fact. That is a fact. And there he is standing there with his kids by his police car. Well, I don't think it's going to stop for a while. But we'll see. More death and destruction and mayhem. We'll be talking about that in the next segment as well. You know, this is, and by the way, all Democratic run cities. Wow. Amazing, huh? Shocking.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Looking at just some of the race hatred that's going on that's been generated by the communists and Nancy Pelosi and her crew. This is a picture that we got discussed. This is from Gateway Pundit. Disgusting black man stops car, then sucker punches 12-year-old boy street dancer. 12-year-old boy street dancer in Missouri, giving him concussion. There you go. There you go. That's what we always like. Two boys were street dancing in Cape Girardeau with their instructor, Michael Crank Curry. Right. Michael Crank Curry. That's when a car pulled over. A man jumped out and sucker punched a 12-year-old child. He then jumped back in the car and sped off. Nice. Nice. Real nice, right? Oh, we have pictures of this. Two guys in the street corner, Cape Girardeau. One black, one white. They got a, you know, one of these sound boxes. Listen, they've got some really good, speaking of this, they've got some really good deals on these sound boxes, PA systems, that are, they're just sublime things. I mean, it's just amazing from a sound standpoint. I won't tell you brand names because they don't ever. I'm just saying the technology is just incredible. It's high quality sound stuff. Anyway, this is from that incident. Well, let's see what we got some sound here for ourselves.
Kids who dance at Fingerprint Urban Dance Studio. Studio owner Michael Curry says the kids love it.
Going downtown is kind of like a thing that we just look forward to do, just to hang out and to kind of showcase what we've been working on to the public.
But Friday night was not a typical one.
This man was, he gets out of the car, I see him kind of like easing his way out, and he starts to dance, so I'm like, okay, he's gonna have a little bit of fun because that's what we're used to downtown in Cape. And all of a sudden I see him punch my kid.
Yes, that's right. A man gets out of this car and punches a 12-year-old boy dancing on the sidewalk. Curry says he had two options.
I tried to chase him back to the car, and as soon as I got to the car, I saw there was two other people in the car, so I had to think about my child. He's laying on the ground.
Curry went to help his student, and the child's mother, who was in the area, was not far behind.
When I got there, you know, there was a decent pool of blood on the sidewalk that had come from my son's face, and he was holding ice that one of the establishments downtown had brought to him, and paper towels and things like that, and just trying to stop the bleeding.
His mom says doctors say he suffered a concussion, but mentally, he's trying to figure out why this happened to him.
He's a good kid. He did not deserve this. He did not do anything but try to have a good time and try to make a good time for other people.
She wants the man responsible to be captured.
It's been kind of everybody calling at the same time, trying to get in contact with either one of us to kind of see what they can do to help. And I think that's very important, and it shows how united our family is.
Neither of them will stop until this man is behind bars.
Yep. Sucker punch. That's for the cowards in the world. That's what they do. And having been a high school administrator, I've seen this sort of technique with some of your so-called gangsters. They're total cowards when you get them in and you get them arrested and stuff. When you know, I mean, I've seen this. I've arrested individuals who many times have done this. No explanation for it. But when you arrest them and you get them hooked up in handcuffs, they cry like little babies. And they want you to not arrest them. They beg. They beg. They absolutely beg because they're disgusting, vile human beings. And they're young. And they will not change until something happens later on in life. That's the sad thing. We've lost those kids. It's just like the whole generation of kids that we've lost through this education system. Now, I was in the system. I saw the whole thing coming. The whole socialist, communist thing, and now we got complete indoctrination centers in all of our schools. And now it's turning black against white. The race card everywhere is all over. You can see institutional racism, they call it, of course. This is the mess that really Andrew Breitbart warned us about. He died just hours before he was going to have a big press conference all about critical race theory and how Obama brought this into our colleges and universities, and of course it's just replete all over the place. You know, systemic racism we have because of the founding fathers. Well, you know, it's interesting that founding fathers are being challenged by all this right now, but the founding fathers will prevail. And one of the places they're speaking very loudly is with the new California state movement. We know that. We absolutely know that. So anyway, yeah, this was the video by Dance. This goes along with it. This was the Channel 6 local Cape Girardeau. Family wants your help in capturing a man wanted for being seen in a video assaulting a 12-year-old boy in Cape Girardeau. In the video by dance studio owner, the Fingerprint Urban Dance Studio, Michael Curry, has gone viral with more than 248,000 views. Yeah, they want to find out who this person is, and they have pretty good pictures of him, actually, which is good. And so I would say, yep, let's capture this guy. Yeah, he's a real weak person. I can guarantee you when he gets arrested, he'll cry like a baby. They always do. They always do. They got a little video that goes along. So this is more of the video. They're playing the music. And they've got, it's right out in front of their dance studio. It's at night. They're just street dancing, you know, which is cool. The owner is there with them. He's there with them. You know, he's helping them instruct kids. And, you know, kids do different things at different times, right? So then the next guy gets up. They got the video of that. Okay, we're going to go right to this. He's standing here, the kid, the victim. He's just standing here, and all of a sudden a car's going to pull up. A black SUV-type car. And here he is. Here comes the guy again, giving you the playboy. He jumps out of the car and he starts acting like he's dancing. He's going to kind of come around. He's swinging his arm. And then all of a sudden, boom, just knocks him out. Yeah, that was it. And of course, the bleeding starts. The sucker punch. Yeah, that's commonly used by cowards and, well, I use the word CS, but, you know, I'm not going to put the words there. You know what I mean? Very vile, disgusting human beings. And he'll get caught. They have a really good picture of him. So he'll get caught. And let's listen to him cry. I want to be in there. I want to be a fly on the wall. You know, I've done this before numerous hundreds of times, I think, breaking up fights and things like that. But I just want to be a fly on the wall when this character comes in. Because I don't think he's going to get treated really well by the Cape Girardeau Police Department. I just have one of those kind of feelings. Black on white crime. Okay, clearly racist crime. You know, he singled out the white kid. Yeah. Let's see if the law applies both ways, though. Maybe because of his whiteness, he was triggered. The black kid. Well, it's a man, actually. This has got to be 20, 21-year-old man to a 15-year-old kid. 12-year-old kid. 12-year-old boy. Yeah, that's the way cowards work. You know, these are the kind of guys that put all the women and children up in front of them as they march into battle. That's them. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. That's NCS 51. Make sure you sign up. We got a big Orange County meeting coming up here on the 8th, so you can sign up for that. That would be wonderful if you could do that and join us there in Orange County. City of Orange, actually. We'll see if Black Lives Matter shows up. Anyway, okay, so some more of the carnage. I'm going to go right down the listing here on Gateway Pundit because they've got pretty much my same storyline business. I'll stop and allude on a couple of stories here very quickly because we're running out of time. We're so packed with news. Got to catch up on the weekend. Still have to listen to Donald Trump talk and what he did for the 4th of July. Let me go down this way. It says, first of all, President Trump's going to hold a campaign rally in New Hampshire next weekend. Just to let you know. Report Epstein's cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell, is ready to name names in pedo scandal. Shocking. Listen, all you out there, and listen, I know my show is listened to in Washington, D.C. right now. Get ready, guys and girls. Some of you past and present members of the legislature, right? And even presidents. You know, Clinton is well known in her black book. She's got the book on Epstein. I mean, she's much better than Epstein as a witness, and she's going to sing. The word I am getting, she is going to sing like a canary and has been already. So this is like, wow, gangbusters. Who's next? And so they're looking around, they're making arrests and everything. Former White House physician says, I think he's got some cognitive issues. Speaking about Joe Biden. Right, the guy who lives in the basement with his underwear on. You don't know if Joe Biden's sitting in there with just his underwear, or worse. I mean, he's got those legs with the white hair and the leg. And, he's got some things going on. He's got some real issues right there, don't you think? Oh, listen to this, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour. Despite the media lies, study shows hydrochloroquine can provide a 50 to 70% chance of recovery from the China coronavirus. Are you shocked by that? Right. Racist. Everything's racist these days. Everybody's a racist. It really comes down, if you're an American citizen, you're a racist. Just remember that. They're past the color barrier. I think they're beyond white. I know they're talking about beating up on, killing all the white Europeans and all that stuff. That's the black miners' way. But I think if you're an American citizen, you just better watch out. Oh, great news. Here we go. Number of coronavirus deaths down to lowest level since beginning of pandemic. Media silent. Crickets. Update. Sunday's results were even lower yet. And, of course, the triple shooting leaves one dead in a fatal scene. Shooting of 8-year-old black girl. As parents cry, Black Lives Matter. You killed your own. There you go. See, I'm telling you, they'll come for you too, Black Lives Matter people. There was a brave couple who painted over some Black Lives Matter lettering on California Street. And where was this? What city? Oh, Martinez. Martinez. And guess what? They're now wanted by the police. Of course. This is a couple of Martinez peacefully painted over a city-sanctioned, over the city-sanctioned giant yellow Black Lives Matter lettering in the middle of the road on the 4th of July. Police are now looking for the couple, likely harder than they are searching for the terrorists who ripped down statues, looted shops, and destroyed large chunks of the cities across the nation. The narrative of the police brutality, the narrative of, this is the narrative of oppression, the narrative of racism, it's a lie, the man told an upset onlooker. He explained that he believed that giant Black Lives Matter state-sanctioned vandalism is in itself racism. Thank you very much. It is. Of course it's racism. What else could it be? Full-on racism. Exclusive. I'm going to give you a little evidence suggests China lied about source of coronavirus and it not being man-made. Well, we know it's man-made. We know that. We've got strong connected dots to figure that one out. We have absolute evidence it's a man-made thing. And they didn't quite get the whole thing down until around 2008. That is an absolute fact. I'm just telling, it's an absolute fact. Okay, now listen to this one that we're going to go on the COVID virus thing. Stanford doctor confirms what we've been saying for months. For people under age 45, the COVID-19 mortality rate is almost 0%. It's a hoax, guys. We're being hoaxed. You guys with masks on, you're being hoaxed. And, you know, more mask information. I mean, I ran into a young lady at an eatery, and we were talking. You know, we asked her to take the mask off as a server. And she goes, oh, thank you. That's what she says. Oh, thank you. Well, you know, and she goes on to tell us that she's always asking to work on the outside part of the restaurant because she gets hypoxia. She didn't know what hypoxia was. She started having fainting spells when she wears it inside, and she gets hypoxia. And I said, you need to go to the doctor and you get a note so that you can not wear a mask. I said, if it comes down to it. Now, their boss is a wonderful person, by the way, and he's made every accommodation he can. But this is where they're grossly wrong. These masks are worthless. And they create a condition known as hypoxia, which she clearly had. And we explained it to her. And she goes, wow. You know, you build up too much carbon dioxide in that mask and you're rebreathing carbon dioxide and you get dizzy, shockingly. It can kill you. It could be fatal. Unbelievable. Anyway, so the Stanford University's disease prevention chairman slammed using statewide lockdown measures as a response to the coronavirus, saying that they were implemented based on bad data and inaccurate modeling. Yeah, they're telling the lie so they can manipulate you. John Lonidas, of course, we've had him. We didn't have him on the show, but we featured him before as the guy who came out with this. More about this in a minute. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
So we're back to this COVID virus business, right? Stanford doctor confirms what we've been saying for people under age 45. Mortality rate is almost zero. And this is from Gateway Pundit, but also from the Washington Examiner. By the way, I like the Washington Examiner. Just thought I'd share that one with you. Hope you don't mind. But that's kind of what we have going on here, is this little story that's happening. It says here that, can I get it down to that rate? Okay. It says, Stanford University Disease Prevention Chairman slammed using statewide lockdown measures as a response to the coronavirus, saying they were implemented based on bad data and inaccurate modeling. There are already more than 50 studies that have presented results on how many people in different countries and locations have developed antibodies to the virus, said Dr. John, I guess I'm going to say it right, Elandidas. Thank you. There you go. Said during a recent interview with Greek Reporter. Of course, none of these studies are perfect, but cumulatively they provide useful composite evidence. A very crude estimate might suggest that about 150 to 300 million or more people have already been infected around the world, far more than the 10 million documented cases. Yeah, and you know what's happened is that they, of course, had they've gotten over the virus. That's the shocker. That's the shocker. Inoditis pointed out the mortality rate is low among young people who have contracted the virus. The death rate is in a given country. It depends a lot on the age structure, who are the people infected, and how they are managed, Inoditis said. For younger people, for people younger than 45, the infection fatality rate is almost 0%. For 45 to 70, it is probably more like 0.05% to 0.03%. For those 70 and above, it escalates substantially. The Gateway Pundit goes on to say, we've been reporting on the same or similar items for months now. And, of course, we have been, too. I mean, it's just that this is, again, substantiating everything that we've been telling you from the get-go. And listen, I was just a simple biologist, biology teacher, and used to teach virology and genetics and all the things that go into this. And I said from the first day I saw the reports, this is a complete hoax. Hoax by the World Health Organization. And Anthony Fauci, who's got his fingers into everything. One of the most corrupt men on the planet, as we have found out. Anyway. Since May and all the way. Anyway, we'll come back to this. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.